Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, as you know, I've been a small business owner a long time. Founded my business 22 years ago last month, and 1989, and I've been through all the stages. There's nothing that you have gone through that I haven't gone through, except I was actually bankrupt once, but I didn't take bankruptcy. In other words, I had all the conditions. In fact, a judge told me once, he said, "Jim, you are who the we made bankruptcy laws for. What your situation here is why we have bankruptcy laws." But I didn't do it. So, I mean, I did everything else. You know, I did all the other stuff to cause me to get into that. But this is a long, long time ago. But, you know, I've seen all the good. I've seen all the bad. And good is better, of course. But one of the things I've learned as a small business owner is that my business and your business weaves in the process of living our lives and operating a business. That activity weaves a very, very, very fine seam between those two things. A very fine seam between my business and my life, your business and your life. And what I mean by that is that it's very, sometimes too often, it's very difficult to distinguish one from the other. And we do this to ourselves. I mean, part of it is the nature of things, the way of things. It's you know, nature's way, so to speak, in the marketplace. Part of it is just the nature of the world, of that part of the world. But part of it is our own doing. I mean, I don't know about you, but I love my business. I don't love it more than my family. I don't love it more than I love me. But I do love me, by the way. But I love my business. I can't wait to be in my business. I can't wait to do business in my business. I love the things that I do. And when I did something else and it was mine, you know, I haven't always had a radio show and a media company. I've done other things, and when I did those things, I loved those things because they were my businesses. And so, as I said, part of it is the nature of things, and part of it is my own doing. I promote that fine scene that I talked about. In the beginning, you know, it's then, of course, that's where we get the situation where people don't take days off, right? Part of it is because of the nature of things is, you know, I've got a lot of work to do, especially in the early days. So how can I leave? I can't leave. I've got this work to be, and I'm the best person to do it. And in the early days, that's the truth. But it's also because I like going to work. I like being in my business. And then as our business grows, as things improve, we get a little more critical mass. We get a little more success. We build a little bit of an organization. Maybe we got somebody, you know, we've tossed the keys to somebody else. We're not the only people who can open up and lock up. And so that's a major milestone for any small business. So we toss those keys, and now maybe we can actually leave for a few minutes. Maybe we can actually go to lunch. Maybe we can actually take a day off. What's that like? Right? Maybe a whole weekend, an entire weekend, without even going back in. And then, of course, one day, the vacation. You get, you know, a whole week, take a whole week off. Who ever heard of such a thing? And uh, but But if you got family, that's important, right? And but what happens the vacation is vacations cost money. Vacations cost you in two ways, don't they? Number one, they cost money to go there to actually conduct the vacation. But it also, if you're some businesses, like when I was a consultant, when I was on vacation, I was unemployed for a week. And you know, when I was the only one, the only rainmaker in the company, you know, it was like being out of work for a week, right? So vacations are expensive. And the business always seems to get in line into the cash line ahead of a vacation budget, doesn't it? It's always there. When you show up to the budgeting line to try to plan a vacation, the business is ahead of you, right? They've already taken a number ahead of you. The business has, it has, I should say, and so you know you got all that going on. So it's really hard to take a vacation, and we wanted to know how you were handling that this year. And so we asked this question: as summer approaches, will you be able to leave your business long enough to take a vacation where you're away from work for a week, for a whole week? And here's what you told us. About 42%, I think, of you said that you were definitely taking a real vacation. Boy, I was glad to see that. That's a big number, 42%. You're really going to take a vacation. Now, this means several things. You've successfully, you know, you've been a little more successful with your business. You've got maybe a little bit of a mature organization. It also means maybe that you've just got your priorities straight. It also means that your family might have given you an ultimatum about it, or any combination of those things. So good on those of you who are actually going to take a week off this year. Good for you. About 20%, though, said that they were undecided and about a vacation this year. But about 37% said that there would be no vacation this year. So what I was thinking was that if all the people who said they were going to take a vacation, and only half of the people who were still undecided got to take a vacation, that'd be a pretty good number. That'd be over half would be taking a vacation this year. And I'll have to tell you that I think that would be a pretty, maybe even an improvement, if half of all small business owners got to take a full week vacation this year. I hope that works out for you. Give it a try. Do your best. But if you can't take a week off, do what I do a lot. And I actually like this. My wife and I actually like this. I've been doing it for years. Take a long weekend. Connect a Friday and a holiday, a Monday holiday. You know, the 4th of July is on Monday this year. Maybe stretch it out like that. Long weekends are great. They make vacations go down a little bit easier. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.